Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Well, praise the Lord. You may be seated. Thank you, worship team. Hallelujah. 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 Now, God's been speaking to us about the mantle, and there's been much focus on the mantle of God. Of course, it's natural in many ways because our great apostle, Pastor Fred Roberts, gone on to be with the Lord, and people ask immediately about the mantle, and some have asked me, is that mantle of you? Of course. Amen. But it's also on other sons. Amen. Just like I described to you that Israel's mantle was distributed on 12 sons because it was a governmental mantle. And that mantle, that anointing is on the house. And I want to speak to you today about how the mantle comes. And we spoke a little bit about the revelation that a mantle carries in itself many different expressions and many different ministries in a mantle. Hallelujah. Just like Moses could not do it on his own, he had to have others with him. Amen. And so David couldn't do it with himself, but he had others with him. So when God releases a mantle for a city or a mantle for a specific call, and the mantle is really comes on a man to fulfill the direction or to fulfill the purpose of heaven for a city, for a region. And so that mantle finds a person to rest on. It's not the person's mantle. The person is carrying the mantle. Okay. So the mantle and the glory of God, and I don't know about you, but I'm aware of the mantle of God and His presence. And I must really say, ever since Pastor Fred's gone on to be with the Lord in a much deeper way. Hallelujah. And I'm aware and I can see that mantle, that anointing already starting to distribute and empower many in the church. So life as you know, it's about to change forever. Amen. Hallelujah. But as I was looking to the Lord, God spoke to me about how the mantle comes. And really what I want to reveal to you today is that a mantle comes twice. We all focused and we all know about how the mantle came to Elisha from Elijah. And a lot of people focus on that. And it's quite funny. I've noticed a lot of people, when a man of God passes away, other men of God make sure they're at his funeral so they can receive his mantle. Okay. Okay. The thought is nice, but not having the understanding and the depth. But really, when you're looking at a mantle, the truth is a mantle comes twice. And I want you to look at 1 Kings 19 and verse 19. 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 19. The account of Elijah's mantle coming to Elisha. And so he departed from there, Elijah, and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he was with the 12th. And then Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle on him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, "Please let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you." And he said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done to you?" And so Elisha turned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slaughtered them and boiled their flesh using the oxen's equipment and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and followed Elijah and became his servant. Notice that the mantle comes twice. We're occasion of the second time when Elijah rose or ascended. But here's the first time the mantle comes. And when that mantle comes, the first time the mantle comes, the second time it is received. The first time the mantle comes, it places a demand on you. It requires change. It seeks preparation. The second time a mantle comes, it affirms the readiness and that the person getting it is qualified. and ready to flow in its power. The same as Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. When that mantle came, he could move in it. Now really, when we're talking about the mantle, we're talking about the Holy Ghost revealing purpose and anointing you accordingly to the purpose of your life. Hallelujah. And so the first time is while he's plowing in the field, Elijah throws the mantle on Elisha. And unexpectedly so, Elisha's just plowing. He's just working in his dad's field. And that mantle comes on him. And when that mantle comes, it was a promise. The first time, it was a promise of things to come. It was a making aware that something new is expected of you. It is a revelation of divine purpose for your life. The first time the mantle comes, it's an insight into the needs of the ministry. Hallelujah. Or even closer than the ministry, the man of God. It is an anointing. Listen to me. The first time the mantle comes, it's an anointing that must be learned through servanthood and discipleship. Hallelujah. The first time the mantle comes, it is a mantle that requires change in you. Hallelujah. So, there's a difference between a mantle and a cloak. Elisha discerned when Elijah threw his cloak on him, he discerned that this is not just a cloak, it is a mantle. Okay. So there's a difference, a big difference. A mantle is not a cloak. A cloak is something that gets adjusted to you. A cloth of a fairly big size is cut down to size and tailor-made, cut down in size to fit you, your frame, your build, your capacity. That's what a cloak does. But a mantle is different. A mantle is a God-sized mantle given from heaven for you, and you must change to fit it. Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. That mantle that comes from God is too big for you because it's a God size. Everybody say with me, the mantle is God size. According to his vision, his purpose, his ability, the greatness of his call on your life. So when that mantle comes on you, it's too big for you. It feels uncomfortable. The first time it comes, you think, no, certainly it can't be. This prophet is speaking about things that are beyond me. This pastor's asked me to do things that's just too big for me. I just don't see myself there. I just don't know how I'll ever get to that place. I just can't do it. Because it's God's size. In fact, Pastor Fred says the vision doesn't scare you. It's not from God. Doubts whether it's from God. Because it's God's size. Hallelujah. The mantle has just too much capacity. It's just too great. There's just too much anointing. There's too much responsibility and accountability in it. It is beyond what I can do. It's more than I can think. When I hear God say, the nations are waiting. The city of Durban is waiting on this church. I say, God, it's beyond us. Amen. But it's for us to change. Amen. The mantle's not going to be adjusted. Amen. That same mantle that God has given still rests on this house. Hallelujah. And we must change. Somebody say, amen. I am required to grow into it. I'm required to adjust my mind, adjust my vision, adjust my thinking, hallelujah, and grow in stature until the mantle fits. You say, what is the stature? The Bible speaks of it. The stature is the fullness of the measure of Christ. And as I grow in stature, the mantle starts fitting. Amen. And I come to the place. Listen, the mantle that's on this church is incredible. This is a city church. Amen. Amen. That is why we're adjusting, we're changing, we're increasing, we're constantly moving because it's a supernatural mantle, hallelujah, that makes us uncomfortable. Something about Pastor Freddie, he was never comfortable. When we built the 5,000 seater, he said, okay, now it's for 10. I said, oh, Pastor Fred, we got here, didn't we? Because the vision is never the size of your church. The vision is the size of the harvest. Somebody say amen. You don't harvest according to the size of your storehouse. You build your storehouse according to the size of the harvest. And God's saying to this church, lift up your eyes. Look on the fields that are white unto harvest. Multitudes in a valley of decision. That's coming to the Lord. Hallelujah. A mantle that's on us. And how do we grow into that mantle? Well, it's called discipleship. It's called servanthood. Elisha had to go and wash Elijah's hand. He had to serve the man of God. He had to learn the man of God's ways. Amen. He had to learn to think like the man of God. Amen. Believe like the man of God. Act like the man of God. Sacrifice like the man of God. He had to have a complete transformation. That's why in the ministry, some people say, well, I've been in the church long enough, it's my turn. It's never your turn. Sit down, shut up. It's not about how long, it's about how mature. Hallelujah. And God's not mocked. He knows you. Hallelujah. Amen. Like some people, well, I've got 30 years experience. And they don't have 30 years. They got 1 year's experience. The other 30 years have been sitting in a chair warming the pew. 1 year's experience repeated 30 times. Amen. Tell your neighbor, you must grow, you ugly thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell them, I don't really think you're ugly. Just quickly, just in case they think so. You're beautiful. Amen. You must grow, you beautiful thing. You're also beautiful. Dearly beloved, the mantle is God's size. The anointing is from God, hallelujah. And he comes to rewrite your focus. Next week, we're going to talk about discerning the mantle. How to know the mantle that's on your life, hallelujah. And what God's called you to do. So, this mantle, this anointing of God that's on this house, listen, get ready for the unexpected. Hallelujah. Jesus said something about the born again man. He says in John 3 verse 3 that unless a man's be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is flesh, that which is spirit of spirit. And then he goes on to explain the life of the spirit in John chapter 3 and verse 7. He says, do not marvel that I said you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. In other words, the wind of the Spirit is blowing on you, and he's going to do what he wishes for your life. Be ready at any moment for a door to open, for an opportunity to come to you. Be ready at any moment for the wind of the Holy Ghost to blow on you, and a door opens to lay hands on the sick and they recover. Hallelujah. Be ready, because the wind of the Spirit is blowing on you, and you walk through a door and suddenly devils are coming out, demons are coming out, and suddenly a normal meeting becomes a Holy Ghost meeting. Hallelujah. Be ready for signs, wonders, and miracles. Be ready for God might be opening the very next door in your life in this week. Live in constant expectation, because the one that's led of the Spirit doesn't know what the mind of the Spirit is, and he blows where he wants. The Holy Ghost is doing what he wants, and in this church the Spirit of God is doing what he wants, and he's taking all of you from glory to glory, hallelujah, into a new realm. What happens when the Holy Ghost comes? Power and authority comes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is moving. The Spirit of God is blowing. You know, sometimes we just have to get uncomfortable in the natural, because we like being comfortable. We like things to be predictable. I think it's one of the hardest things of walking the Spirit, because things become unpredictable. Amen. You think you're going on holiday. You get there and they're waiting for you to preach. Hallelujah. I never forget one of my elders. You know, they asked me to please come bless the child. They're going to have a child blessing. and, you know, dedicate the child to the Lord. And that day I couldn't make it. Something came up. So I phoned one of my elders. Remember, Brother Mark. I phoned, Mark, you need to go dedicate the child. And my mind is that he's going to his home. He's going to the house to go dedicate the child to the Lord. He arrives there and there's a tent pitched with 300 people waiting for the word of the Lord, because the wind was blowing. The Holy Ghost was preparing something. And really the Spirit of God was saying, Mark, there's something bigger in you. There's a greater mantle on you. It's a God-sized thing happening to you. Hallelujah. Will you change and step into it? Are you ready to preach? You get in a situation, suddenly the spirit of prophecy comes on you. Whoa, my Lord. And suddenly a family meeting turns into a thus saith the Lord. Amen. I'll never forget the one day I'm with my family. It's the time my dad still wanted to know nothing. And suddenly thus saith the Lord came. Hallelujah. And you know what I've learned about the Holy Ghost? When he comes, just flow. Go all the way. Because when you go halfway, you're in trouble. Amen. I said, thus saith the Lord, and I prophesied the word over them. Their eyes got this big, and suddenly they had nothing to say. Hallelujah. Get ready, because the Spirit of God is on you. Get ready, because you do not know the hour of your visitation. Get ready, because suddenly the Spirit of God will open doors in the Spirit, and He requires you to speak into it. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. The doors of the Spirit are revelation. They're rhema. They're the fresh breath of God. And when the voice of revelation comes, there needs to be a voice behind it. That voice is your voice. God saying, prophesy, son of man. Speak the word, son of man. When I open the door before you, declare the things that are not as though they were. For my angels are waiting to hear the sound of my voice in the earth. Hallelujah. Did you know angels do nothing lest they hear the sound of his voice? Hello. Oh my, something's busy opening in the spirit realm over this place here right now. Shebra sekerabaya. You need to realize today, when the spirit of revelation comes, when the spirit starts blowing on your life, that anointing is there. The angels have already been dispatched. It's like God saying, go there. And when the moment my son declares this rhema word. And why do they listen? Because it's the breath of the Spirit. It's the Holy Ghost anointing you. And you're speaking the rhema word. Hallelujah. They are led of the Spirit. Amen. Oh my Lord, something's busy happening in this place. You need to place a demand on the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, come on, this mantle is too big for you. It's beyond you. It often requires you to step into a realm of faith that you've never occupied yet, to step into the kind of word that you've never preached yet. Hallelujah. Whoa, glory to God. It requires you to declare things over your family that you've never seen, but that God is busy speaking. Because God says, speak the word, because I will give my angels charge concerning that thing. And it shall come to pass. Say not, it's impossible. Hallelujah. And this is the word that God's been giving me since this morning early. The expectations of your enemies is about to be thwarted. That which the accuser has been bringing up against you and your family and preparing and saying, I got you. God says he's about to turn it around and turn your enemies to flight. Hey! You say, when's God going to do it? The moment that you step out and say what you hear in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Here's the thing, you've got a part to play in the miracle. Isn't it wonderful? Amen. When a new season opens, not because of the season that something's going to happen, it's because the season allows you to hear something new and start doing something new. Hallelujah. Everybody say, my enemies are going to turn their back and flee before me. They came one way, but they shall flee seven ways, says the Lord. Hallelujah. And God says, my spirit will move, and my purposes shall be fulfilled. You say, what about my past? God says, don't worry about that. I wipe it as far as the east is from the west with my blood. Hallelujah. And I declare you righteous. And I say you are delivered. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody just need to put a deliverance anointing on your neighbor. Delivered in Jesus. Nah. Hallelujah. From the expectations of your enemy. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. Hallelujah. This is a mantle. It's not a cloak. A lot of people are waiting till it fits. God's never going to downsize it. He's always going to upsize you. Do you hear me today? Say with me, God help me. I don't want to downsize this thing. I want to be upsized. I need to do something new. I need to just, sometimes you just have to break out of the mold, man. Amen. You know, sometimes you come to church, even don't sit in the same chair. Spoke about it the first service. Don't sit in the same chair. You arrive in church and say, no, something's changing today. I'm sitting there. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing how church feels different when you sit in a different chair? Hey? I remember coming to church and there's a chair. I sit down and sit in that chair. Man, that's church for me. And the one day I arrived and somebody else sitting in my chair. Amen. So I sat next to him. Then I learned I can sit in the same area. You know, church still feels the same. But one day I got there and the whole area was taken up. God was changing my zone. Amen. You know why sometimes you have to grow and move on? Because other people that need to come to where you are, that's why you must move on. Because you're occupying a seat. Whoa! The anointing is not about occupying a position. It's about pressing with the Holy Ghost and staying on the cutting edge. My Lord. Whoa, glory! And I get to church and there's a whole area sitting with people. And I said, my Lord, I had to go sit somewhere completely different. I said, church, don't feel the same, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But sometimes we must mix things up. Now, I'm not telling you to do this with your seats, okay? This is just a little story in between. I was in Bible college, in Bible college, and we were already in the ministry, and there were certain parkings that's for certain people. And Pastor Fred used to always say, no parking's got names on because parking's for everybody, okay? It was an easy way out because there were too many cars for the few parkings there, and he didn't want to make a decision. But by right, there are a few cars that parked in certain places, and nobody parks there because you know so-and-so parks there. So the one day I arrive and I hear the Spirit of God, park there. I said, Lord, that's the dean of the Bible college parking. He said, park there. So I parked there. Oh, I tell you what, the cat was amongst the pigeons. Change had come. And people didn't like it, amen. And so they said, move your car. I said, what I've written, I've written. Where I've parked, I've parked. And you know what? It wasn't long after, a few years ago, there was a parking that I'd grown used to. And nobody parked in my parking because the pastor parks there. And the one day God helped me. Amen. I arrived there and who was parked there? A sinner. Only sinners will park in the pastor's parking. Tell your neighbor, change up, man. Don't get so used to things. Don't get your life in a rut. God didn't put us in a rut, hallelujah. The only difference between a rut and a grave is a rut is a grave with the two ends kicked out. I don't want to be where I was yesterday. Tell your neighbor, there's a cloak on you. There's a mantle on you, not a cloak. There's a mantle on you. It's a God-sized mantle. And only the spirit of faith can fill it. Hallelujah. A mighty anointing of God and the supernatural. Now, this is the thing. We've learned about the glory. You're created for the glory. You're created for the mantle to rest on you. Hallelujah. And come on, just raise your hands. I sense that mantle on you. I sense the glory. I sense the weight of God. I sense the refreshing of the Holy Ghost. I sense the Spirit opening your eyes. Right now, there's the dew of heaven falling, the rain of heaven washing your eyes, washing your heart, preparing you for something new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you now for your glory, for your presence and your touch. Thank you that we are transformed, we change from glory to glory and to the image of Christ. Thank you that we are your living church. We are your vessels, Father, that you're choosing here today. And now I hear the Spirit of the wind blowing on every life. You say, come on, just say, Holy Ghost, blow on me. Let the Spirit blow. Let the wind of the Spirit move on my life. And let my heart be ready. Let my spirit be perceptive. Let me realize the mantle of the anointing and act accordingly. I thank you, Spirit of God, for your move, that this week the Spirit blows where he wants. And Lord, we will move by your Spirit. We won't count things according to our past. We won't count things according to what we're capable of yesterday or able to walk in before. But Lord, I thank you for supernatural, divine, God-sized miracles because of a God-sized mantle. And the anointing of your Spirit, Lord, I thank you for that anointing that rests in the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth. The blessing, the presence, the anointing. Thank you for your supernatural presence. Come on, just eat. I sense the anointing being poured out. I just, right here, I started drinking. I felt like just suddenly a move of the Holy Ghost in my spirit, suddenly getting drunk in the Holy Ghost, getting saturated with the Spirit, the new wine of God. Some of you, the Spirit of God is moving on you with a refreshing. Hallelujah, with new wine, the wine of joy and the wine of refreshing, the wine of the expectation of the move of God. Sabra seheke eka. Hipale kinsin aampatike ekai. Nakesa nano bosi entena rabaya. Masikena akose makiseboromoya. Seboromosia tana. For my spirit will move and you'll drink of my new wine. And suddenly the things that are possible with God shall be possible before you. And my mantle will make you rejoice. Is not my mantle a place of refreshing, a place of rejoicing, a place of fresh wine and new oil? Be filled in the name of Jesus. Be filled in the name of Jesus. Be saturated. Sandagero bosiatano rodobonti entai. Ma carebeno bosia marabaya sotoramaya. Lord, we want to recognize. We want to perceive the Spirit. We want to perceive the mantle when it rests. I bless each and every one, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the glory of God. I thank you, Lord, as I strike that mantle over this church. Lord, that the waters open. Lord, that the River Jordan opens. And each and every one under the mantle and under the anointing of this house walks into the promises and the fullness of God. I bless you. I thank you, Lord. I hear the testimony of people's spirits saying, never before has it been seen in this way. Never before have we heard of something like this. Never before, God says, because I do a sign and I do a wonder in your midst, says your God. And all the expectation of your enemies shall be thwarted. Shebra sekero bonabaya sekenora dabaya. Maka pitera maatei. Shamba kisi antanaramosi antondoramaya. I can feel your spirit come. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost that nothing can resist. Keramasi abonabaya sekinarabonaya. That couple sitting there. You came to see me in this week. I want you to stand up and come here. You and your wife. Man, I sense a mighty wave of the anointing in this place. God God says, I cancel the expectation of your enemies. I break the teeth of your enemies. In the name of Jesus, release the wave of your anointing and your glory. And Father, we thank you now for a miraculous touch, a move of your spirit. And it shall be said, never has this been done before. Because God says, I am the judge of the whole earth. I bless this family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Get happy, because God's done a great thing for you. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hand. The anointing is here to do something unexpected. A God-sized miracle moving in your life. Thank you for the mantle, my God. Thank you for the presence. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the divine capacity. In the name of Jesus. Just drink. Oh, let the anointing saturate. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do not marvel that I said you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes. You hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone born of the Spirit. For surely the wind of the Spirit comes according to my divine counsels and eternal will spoken. The mysteries of God, the secrets revealed. Hallelujah. Things not seen, things not heard, things never understood before. But by my Spirit I release mysteries in the house of God. Father, we thank you for the glory, the time. For the glory, the time for the miraculous. Thank you for the seal of the mantle of God. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh man, can you feel that God-sized mantle in this house here today? Thank you, Spirit of God. George, come here. For son of mine, I've anointed you, and you know my spirit. You know the power of the miraculous. And my mantle does not age or change or lift, says the living God. For I've anointed you, son of mine, and I've given you the gifts of healings. And I've demonstrated it to you. For now, says God, I release the miracles, the anointing of healings from your hands, and you shall see the glory of God, and your latter shall be greater than your former, says your God. You've not yet even seen the capacities and the things that are prepared for you, says your Father. Father, I release that precious anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. There's a prophetic voice in you, Nikki. Just lift your hands. There's a prophetic voice in you. Many times it seemed like you're speaking to things that are not, like you're speaking to something, but God says that anointing will break through now. And you will start speaking. God taught you humility. God taught you sensitivity. But let the sensitivity be to the Holy Ghost. Father, I thank for the anointing of the voice of the Spirit. Father, I release the mighty prophetic gift that is in this woman right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. God's anointed you as a teacher. There's a teaching anointing on you. Sabro sekera baya. Sometimes, you know, there's a prophetic on one, you think, oh, mine is not. Listen, it's according to God's will and purpose. Father, it's about to be released. I thank you for the God-sized miracle. Right now, the Spirit of God's opening the doors, releasing the revelation into your spirit in the name of Jesus. Prophet of God, you know that I'm speaking to you. The time has come. You hear me? Vishnu, come on, lift those hands in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I release the prophet of God. Release the mantles of the anointing. This is a double barrel. It's on him and his wife, Molly. Father, I release that precious mantle. I thank you, Lord, that the revelation of this mantle shall come to this house in the name of Jesus. It's time to step in, son and daughter of mine. I release that glory in this house. Oh man, there's something busy happening in the Holy Ghost. Whoa. As I advance to you, I can feel your spirit. As I lift my hands to you. Come on, many of you sense the mantle of God. Lift those hands. The Spirit of God saying, I will reveal the new dimensions to you. I will open up the capacities to you. In the name of Jesus. Glory. Thank you. Oh, we bless you. Thank you. I sense the Holy Ghost opening up those dimensions of your life. Hallelujah. It shall not be a secret anymore. But I will reveal things to you by my Spirit, says your God. Father, I release a spirit of faith in every heart to step into those dimensions. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you stand, you and your husband? Yeah. God's released an anointing on you that's going to bring revival. For no longer shall it say, let us go to the house of the Lord, the house of the Lord. But it shall be said, let us go to the house of the servants of the Lord. God says, I've chosen your house, and miracles shall start happening. A revival will break out. And I see even people called to the ministry that will come through your house. Hallelujah. Father, I bless this couple. I thank you for a mighty rest of your anointing. Lionel, on this family. Father, I thank you for revelation by your Spirit. I thank you for a revival that breaks out. In fact, that's a word for this house. Your house shall become a place of revival. Your house shall become a place of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Ah, for the Spirit shall not be contained in the house on Sunday, but I will break out on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday, and my glory shall be seen. The earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory. Whoa. Hallelujah. Thank you for this couple. Raise your hands. God's on this couple. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. His hands on you. In the name of Jesus. Karawana. That's it. You sense that. Thank you, Spirit of God. This glorious mantle that rests on this couple. The anointing, the call of God. And no longer shall shame keep you back. No longer will your past keep you back. But I cut it off right now by the Spirit of God, by the blood of Jesus. And I declare it's a new day, says the Spirit of God. It's a new day. And I call you and you'll step back in. You'll even walk in new paths. And you'll walk in a path that your children shall be restored. And your children's children. And the blessing of God will rest on this couple. Hallelujah. As I lift my hands to you, I can feel your spirit come. As I lift my hands to you, I can feel your spirit come. Thank you. you, Spirit of God. Thank you for your saturating anointing on every life and you fulfilling your purpose. I hear the Spirit of God say, I'm not waiting till you are perfect. I'm waiting till you respond. Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you now for your glory on this house. In the name of Jesus. Nobody's unqualified.
Thank you.
The mantle has come for the first time. I cast the mantle of God on the house. And I thank you, Lord, for the response. Next week, I'm going to minister on discerning the mantle or responding to the mantle. It's going to be absolutely glorious. Thank you, Spirit of God. Just while we're in this atmosphere, every eye closed, every head bowed, you say, Pastor Johnny, my life's not right with God. I need salvation. You've come to this place. Let me tell you, God does not condemn you. But he presents to you his son Jesus, shed with his blood shed for the remissions of your sins. He loves you. And if you turn to him, he will wipe your past as far as the east is from the west. Cleanse you with his precious blood. And there's a new beginning waiting for you today. You say, Pastor Johnny, you're sitting in this house. Say, Pastor Johnny, my life's not right with God. Pray for me. I want to make right with him today. If that's you, just raise your hand all over this place. Here I am, Jesus. Thank you. I see that hand. Anybody else? I see that hand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I see that hand. Here I am, Jesus. I want to make right with you today. Pastor Johnny, pray for me. If that's you, raise your hand. If you're not yet raised it, thank you, Father. I see that hand. I bless these lives. Now, you got your hand raised? Raise it again. If you raise it, I'm going to pray right now. Father, as these hands are raised, I apply the blood that speaks for them of better things, the blood of deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus, I cancel the assignments of the enemy. And I thank you now, Lord, for touching them, opening their hearts to hear your voice. Now, each one of you got your hands raised. I want to do one more thing. Quickly stand where you are. Don't just put your hands down. Stand where you are. All over this place. Stand. Stand up quickly. Stand. If you put up your hands, stand and come and join me in the front. Quickly, come. Quickly, come. All over this place. All over this place, come.
I can feel your spirit come.
Come on. Hallelujah.
As I lift my hands,
Shemango gonna mask your tongue, Moya.
I can feel your spirit come.
Shabran de Gero Dobona Maya. Keep playing. Oh, you sense the draw of God? Is there still one or two people? I'm waiting for you.
As I lift my song to you.
Such a beautiful holy presence of God. Stretch out your hands. He's been calling you for a long time, sir. He calls us right out from the pit. Hallelujah. Thank you, wonderful Jesus, that he lifts us up to where he is. I want you to just say, Jesus, here I am. I give you my life. I believe you rose from the dead. I believe you paid for my sins. Jesus, be Lord of my life. I turn my back on the world. And from today, Jesus, I believe your blood washes me, cleanses me. I receive forgiveness. I receive deliverance. And from now, Jesus, your Lord of my life, be free in the name of Jesus. Loose him completely. Father, I release healing virtues flow right through his body. Let go of every part of his being. Let go of every nerve, every part of his body. Out, loose him. Free in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you for your glory. Thank you for your touch. Thank you for the precious anointing of the Holy Ghost. I hear the Spirit of God say, I make all things new. In the name of Jesus, we bless these lives. We bless these lives. I bless this life, Father, as he comes to you in the name of Jesus. Father, we commend them into your hands. And I thank you that from this moment, no weapon formed against them prospers. The assignments of the enemy is destroyed. And you set your angels about them. I bless them, commend them into your hands. In the name of Jesus. Patricia, are you the first in your family to come forward? Who's come forward before you? Your sister. And you followed. But something's going to happen in your family now. This is a generational blessing. God says, because you've responded, this anointing goes to your family. Oh, my Lord. What an anointing. Sir, Jesus heals you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command healing virtue flow right through your body. I command every fiber of your being to be healed and restored, every nerve ending to be made whole. Father, in the name of Jesus, those things that tasted nice before will taste very ugly from this moment on, for you're restoring him completely, and healing flows through his body. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What a miracle presence of God. Hallelujah. You sense that happening?
Thank you, Jesus.
He's making all things new, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's the word of God for you. The expectations of your enemy will not be fulfilled in your life. Will not be fulfilled. The expectations of your enemy is canceled.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.